Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here, just taking a moment to give you an update on our Patreon. We've been reading out patron names at the start of all of our shows for a while now as a way of saying thanks to our contributors. However, thanks to having such an amazingly generous fan base, our Patreon has actually been growing a lot faster than we had ever hoped, and we've ended up falling a bit behind in our shoutouts. As a result, starting from now, we're going to be increasing the number of names we read at the start of episodes to reduce the waiting time, and reviewing our records to make sure we haven't missed anyone. This does mean that the thanks segment before every episode will run slightly longer than it has previously, but it's the only way we can make sure we give proper credit to the people who make our content possible. So with that, I just personally wanted to say thanks to everyone for your patience and understanding, and we hope you enjoy today's episode.
Eric Zagar, L. Adams, John C. Worsley, Lauren, Katie Nolan, Jonathan Clark, Danielle Goldstein, Patrick Perry, Hilary Moline, Anton, and Ken. Brooklyn Orchard, Benjamin Nothing But BS Sussman, Slug Farm, Lottie Lynn, Valda Kylie, Emily Kellogg, Sarah Vakos, Monica Chielieska, Bojan Panic.
Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Where's the brief?
Where's Trexel? But it's kind of normal. But it's Monday and there's no
brief. The light's not on. The tube isn't full.
Hot digging hog. It's Trexel time.
Trexel.
Hello.
Trexel.
David, how are you?
Trexel.
Access
granted. Bad. There's no brief. It's Monday. There's no brief.
But it's Monday.
There's no brief. It's Monday.
Surely there's a brief.
No, look. The tube is empty. The light is off.
Hang on a minute. Let me take off my glasses.
Okay.
And my other pair.
Ah.
And also this pair.
Okay.
Hang on. I need to put that last pair back on.
Right.
There's no brief.
Exactly. I don't know what's going on.
I'm furious.
Yes, exactly. There's no brief.
No, because I didn't need to turn up. If there's no brief, there's no work. If there's no work, why am I here?
Well, given that I'm not currently in a blender, we could use this time to work.
Oh, you look surprised.
Monday!
Hi.
It's Monday and you're here!
Yes.
Why?
Calm down.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's not the way you welcome your line manager,
Trexel.
No,
hello, Hartrell.
Now, let's try that again.
Right.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Hartrell.
Yes, I've had an idea. That's why I'm here.
Please.
Last Friday when I left, I just thought, oh, Hartrell, they need some team-building exercises. I don't know why I didn't think of that sooner. And now I'm here because back in my line manager school, oh, they taught us so many different little devices to teach people that just can't work together, and that's what we're going to do.
Right. Right. It does come to mind, Hartrell.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. And we do.
Are you trying to tell me how to do my job?
No,
I can't come in on a Monday and educate my design team. What? Hartrell can't just decide to turn up and fix things that are broken.
No, Hartrell, you can obviously do absolutely whatever you want,
and you
clearly have.
Thank you.
But you never have before. We've done this thousands of times, Hartrell, and you've never once turned up and tried to build the team.
And that's an interesting point, because I would say, in the past, your planet's not so good. Would you agree?
Good art is subjective.
Yes, not good, yes. And I think, actually, in the past couple weeks, I'd say you've been turning in your designs on time.
Yes, I suppose so.
Terrible planets, yes. So what I'm going to do is try to salvage this destroyed wreck of a ship.
Oh, this real dumpster fire of a duo we've got going here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm game, because it means I don't have to do actual work. David, team building isn't actual work. I've heard about it. You just play fun games.
No, look serious, because you're going to be graded on this.
Oh.
Right. And put these suits on. It's your team building suit.
Oh. Well, it's a very smart onesie you've got there, Hartrell. Let's just pop these on.
They might be slightly uncomfortable, and that's all part of the building of the team.
Oh, it hides, Hartrell.
The two of you are uncomfortable together.
It really grabs at the old comets.
So rubbery.
Oh.
So squeaky.
Look how quickly David got into his.
Yes.
Great, so I'm going to get you both warmed up, all right? You're in your suits, you've got your mind in the room, working together. Right, so, Trexel.
Yes.
You're going to say a word in a minute, don't say it now.
Oh, hold on.
And David Seven is going to just say the first word that comes to his mind.
Then
once you've done that, David Seven, don't start now, then Trexel's going to do another word.
Word now?
Would you just listen to the instructions? They're very simple.
I have so many words.
You say a word, David Seven reacts, you listen to the one he reacts, just say words, go.
Okay, knife.
Trexel.
Sweaty.
David.
Knife.
Trexel.
Moon.
Trough.
Knife.
Trexel.
Okay, wait.
Sweat. No. What?
Trexel, stop saying knife.
But I'm just
thinking
about...
No, because you're working together, team building, words that bring you together. Like, could you just respond in a more team way, please?
A more team way,
David Seven, you start.
Team.
Build.
Planets.
Good.
David.
Team.
David.
Teamwork.
Trexel.
Working effectively as a team.
Lateness.
If you say team again, I will smack you.
Okay, so...
Imply team without saying team.
Imply team, but not team words. Okay, I can do this.
Last chance, go.
Imogen.
Togetherness.
David.
Fortitude.
Planets.
Sticking with it.
That's more than one word.
Sorry.
Okay, stop it.
Sticky.
Just forget it. Stop it. You're warm. Okay, fine.
I'm hot.
Done.
This suit is not very breathable.
No, it's lots of...
Stop complaining.
I've got
this
about
is it. We're a team.
Pint in me.
Great, now that we're all warm, I've just got something here.
Puppets deployed.
Right. So, little puppets.
Oh. Right.
This one's Trexel. This is for you,
that's
David.
That's a little me.
That's for you, David Seven.
Did you make these?
Right. I did not. I had them made.
Very good.
This is for you.
Thank you.
This is your clone.
It just says clone on it.
Yes.
Why doesn't it say David Seven?
Because it's a clone.
Good point. Okay.
Mine says Trexel.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's only one Trexel. Don't
you know what
read into that. Shush.
Okay.
Right. Now, what I'd like you to do is just have a moment and act out a typical planet design session.
I'm the clone and David's me.
Yes, yes. So this is you responding how Trexel normally would, David 7. And then Trexel, you're David 7 or clone, and you're in the room waiting for Trexel to arrive. Just a typical day.
Okay.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Ah, I'm David 7, a clone, and I'm waiting for Trexel. I love Trexel. I'm so late and drunk. I've been at the Cosmic Lounge, not at work. Hey, David, have we got the brief? What, you haven't done any work despite not being able to do any work because I control everything in this office? Well, that's your fault somehow. I've just rolled out of Boo's bed and want you to do your work. I see. Well, Trexel, I've been sitting here crying because I'm a big crybag. Oh, I could do things myself, but
Shut up, David! I don't care about your well-being because I'm Trexel Geissman. Now, do you have a brief?
Yes, I have a brief for you.
Then get on with it! Shut up, David!
Role I'm just going to pause you there. Now, boys, this is good. This is good. Now,
oh, Hartrow, I love you. Please, I'm sad about my parents. I think of you as a mother figure.
Stop it!
Right now!
No more, you puppet!
Trexel, it's just a puppet. You need to calm down.
It's really
bad. I'd like you to go stand in the corner.
Okay.
And breathe. And 10 seconds of breathing. If you don't come back here calm, I will make you calm.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just... Puppet me really got to reel me.
Right, now, David 7. I noticed in that typical design meeting, there wasn't much designing going on.
No.
I'm back now.
Right, you look calm.
Thank you.
Are we going to do it again? Give him back his puppet, Trexel.
Okay, I did tear it a little.
Oh, his nose has come off.
Now, you're going to do it again, and this time you're going to do a design meeting the way that you wish that it would go, all right? So, David 7, the way you wish Trexel would do a design meeting, and Trexel, the way you wish David 7 would behave in a design meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember, you're being graded.
Roleplay initiated.
I'm David 7, and I have patiently waited for Trexel. I understand he probably has things on.
Good morning, David 7. I am here, and it is 9 o'clock in the morning. Have you got the brief yet?
Yes, and not only that, I got up even earlier than that and made a start.
Well, that's good, because you live here and can't get out. Now, let's spend 8 hours really thinking about how good this planet could be.
Well, hey, let's not go overboard. How about we do 30 minutes and then stop and finish?
No, I think we should work through lunch to make up for lost time.
Are you mad? Are you a madman? Are you going to kill me with a knife?
Knife detected. Security alerted.
Okay, I think we should work late on this one, David.
Hartro, you can't let this stand. It's clearly a delusional
role
fool.
Roleplay Holovision.
Work through lunch. Stay late. This isn't teamwork. This is madness.
Don't grab the puppet. Just give me the puppets.
There you go.
Right. Trexel, I think we've all learned something there. I would say perhaps putting more time into the actual design might be appropriate. I think David 7 has a very valid point.
Yes. What many points he's having. Maybe he'll have more points soon. I don't know.
We're a team. A point that one of us makes is a point that we all make.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
We've all made the point.
We've all made a point together. All,
yes.
Not at anyone.
Nope. We're just all definitely made a point.
All making a point.
And I'm going to give you this puppet, Trexel, and I would like you to return it to me in a better form. And I'd like you to do the sewing.
Right. Okay, I'll sew this right up and get it back to you.
So let's just try something different. I've got these two pieces of A3 paper. These are your islands of safety. Now, stand over there by the door.
Okay.
Both of you over there.
Right.
Quick. Right. So this is all lava now. The office is lava.
Woo. Yes? Calm down, David. It's a metaphor.
And you need to get across, both of you, without touching the lava, using these two islands.
Right. Okay.
Anybody, if even a toe goes in the lava, you both just explode.
So everyone that's a person needs to get across. Okay. Right.
Okay. Right.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
So, I think what we should do
is... Oh, I'm burning!
Are you just... Right.
Oh, my limbs!
You're not really burning, David Tennant. You're not really...
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
What didn't you understand about that? You've just pushed him into the lava.
Yes. I'm the only person on the team.
Okay, this just proved my point. This just completely proved my point.
He's a clone. He doesn't count.
You're such an idiotic, egotistical mass of... mattery, flesh, sweating, alcohol, moisturizer. Stop looking at me. You make me sick.
Hatra, are you okay? You're still getting red.
No. It's just a bit more challenging than I thought it would be. We're going to cut to the end. Stand together in the middle of the floor. Just look at each other.
Right.
Try not to screw this up.
Okay.
Both of you look at each other. You are going to water each other's flowers.
I beg your pardon.
You are going to look at the other one and tell them something they do well, something you appreciate about the other. In a sense, watering their flowers.
Okay.
Why don't you start, David Seven, because it's probably going to be easier for you.
Trexel, I...
Go on, David.
Like your glasses.
Thank you. Which pair?
Oh, number two, particularly.
Strong pair. My turn?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
I like... Hang on, I'll get there. You're right. No, that's not really about you, is it? okay. Ah! David. I like... many things. Some of them have a relationship with you. Tangentially. Good. We done? All right, I'll get more specific
okay.
If you want.
What does David Seven do for you every time you come in and you design planets? You know, you come in, he's there. Maybe he smiles. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he puts the... do you put the tube in?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll give you this one. I'll give you the first one.
Okay.
David Seven.
Yes.
I like that you put the tube in at the end of our design sessions.
Okay, I can do this. David.
Can you look at him when you do it?
Oh, sorry, okay. David. Hello. I like that you do what you are required to at the end. Yep.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is ridiculous.
I thought I did it. I have a headache.
I can go again.
Let David go again.
No, because this isn't the Trexel show. This isn't why is Trexel good. This is team building, Trexel.
One more chance.
There's no team being built here.
Please give me one more chance.
I thought this was going to go better. I hate to say it, Trexel, but we might need to do a team restructure. You were handing in the designs on time, and I thought, wow, there might be something to salvage here. Oh, maybe I could get these two boys working together, and they might actually design a good planet. And now I come here, and I see you cannot even water one little David Seven flower.
Hatro, please, just Just give me one more chance. One more chance just to prove that I can work as a team with David.
Okay, fine, fine. You say one nice thing about David Seven right now. Go.
Trexel, you've got a great face.
Right, I will see you at the review.
So close.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Okay. But I'm none too happy.
Line manager departing.
Right. Restructuring.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know, just shuffling things around.
No, but what does that actually mean?
You know, just making changes to the team.
No, but what does that mean to you?
Oh, to me? Not a huge amount.
Okay, but what does that mean to me?
Well, you'll find out.
Well, no, but I think I might know what it is and would like some information about what exactly a restructure might mean.
It just means a realignment of the skill resources of a team that contains me and you and nothing's happening to me.
Okay, so I'm being realigned?
Sure.
And that is
a refocusing of the resources that make you you.
Okay, and are we talking about sort of genetic realignment or
everything
just
comes down to genetics in the end, David. Don't be a poltroon.
Okay. Could you say one nice thing? Could you water my flowers?
Hatter's gone.
Yeah, but I'm feeling kind of low. It might be so. Just, you know, Trexel, you could just water my flowers.
All right, David. All right, I'll try one last time for you, because you're here, David. You make me feel good about myself, because at least I'm not you.
Right.
But hey, you haven't got long to dwell on that. Because we've got a review in a few days. So
yes.
We've got three planets, David, and then I don't know what'll happen. I'm not sure. Let's just make them count. I mean, obviously, it's not going to work, but let's just have fun with it, David.
Okay.
And then, you know, stuff will happen to both of us. More to you.
Yes.
Less to me.
Okay.
You might die, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I...
Are you understanding this?
Yes.
I'm sort of... I'm just trying to be sensitive about this, so...
No, I...
They're probably going to recycle you at the end
yes,
of the
I,
next
I,
review.
I did guess
But we still got to do three more planets.
Yes, I know.
And we should... And it probably won't matter.
Trex, haven't you got a party to go to?
No. No.
Well, haven't you got a seat to sit alone in at the Cosmic Lounge?
I suppose I do. I don't know why, David, but I feel really down. Maybe I ate a weird olive. Let's not analyse it too much. We might learn things about ourselves. Bye-bye!
Bye. Right. Time to get serious.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Laurie Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Hartrow Pilts was played by Jenny Halfick. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill. Join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you. Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.